大杉正明のクロスカルチャルセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
All right, Susan, we've been talking about environmental issues. Ecology, perhaps, is another term. But now, when you came to Japan the first time and, decided to live, I suppose you had to go through this intricate work of having to separate gomi. No.
That's right. And to be honest, so this was after I graduated university. And up until then, I hadn't really paid much attention to separating garbage. Certainly, I recycled cans and bottles and newspaper, other papers. But basically, everything else went into one bag. So when I moved to Japan, of course, many people had warned me, make sure you follow the garbage rules. Make sure you follow those rules. And luckily, I was given a very nice, flyer that explained how to do that and was very, very careful about separating things.
Right. So the separation rules certainly are very different from those in the States, right?
Well, that's an interesting question because I think things have changed a lot. This was about maybe 15 years ago or so. And I've noticed, on repeat visits back to the States, that a lot of places have gotten a lot more careful, a lot stricter about separating garbage. It's not quite the same as it is in Japan. And certainly in Japan, there's a lot of variation from city to city as well. But I have noticed in some of the cities I used to live in, they're being more careful about, for example, separating garbage from trash. This is something we talked about previously. For example, separating food waste from, I guess, dry trash, you could say, papers and plastics and things like that. And some places have very, very intricate rules about it, very, very complicated structures, but they do provide information for everyone. Whether everyone follows those rules is another question, of course.
Certainly. That's certainly true. Now, you live in Tokyo now.
That's right.
Right? So you're trying to follow those Tokyo garbage or trash rules.
Yes, I'm trying my best, but to be honest, but recently, I'm trying to remember, maybe within the last year or two in my area of Tokyo, they changed the rules a little bit and got actually a little more difficult. So my husband and I sat there with the information we received from the local government thinking, okay, so this plastic goes here, but it's okay to go in burnable if it has... It was just very confusing.
Oh, right.
But we do our best to try and follow the rules.
Do you have the burnable, unburnable distinction?
Well, that's interesting as well. Certainly when I first came to Japan... and people ask me how to say moeru and moenai in English. Burnable and non-burnable didn't really occur to me because we didn't really, or at least in my experience in the States, we didn't use those terms in the same way. I might have described something as food waste or, kitchen garbage or something like that.
Right.
Rather than burnable and non-burnable or unburnable, it just doesn't naturally roll off the tongue.
I see. Well, shall we compare some of the rules of, Tokyo and those of Yokohama? Because I live in Yokohama.
Oh, right.
So if I tell you what sort of rules we have in Yokohama, maybe you can see some of the differences.
Oh, no, it's a garbage test.
it's a garbage test, right. Okay. All right. Do you have to separate plastics? From other things?
Yes and no. And this is the thing that's always quite complicated. And it's something that I haven't encountered in the U.S. But I know there are some rules about certain types of plastics. There are plastics that can be recycled. There are plastics that can go into the, I guess, non-burnable type of garbage. But then there are some plastics that if they have, if they're a certain type and they have some food left on them, it's okay to put into burnable. And to be honest, I look at the rules, I follow them, but I can't quite understand the distinction sometimes, why that would be okay in this situation but not in the other. How is it in Yokohama?
Well, in Yokohama, you have to separate plastics, and plastics go on Wednesdays. So whatever plastics, basically containers, of all kinds, bento plastics, they're containers, right? What drinks, they come in plastic bottles. And so they basically go to plastics. They go on Wednesdays. But what about small metals, such as, for example, if you buy a bottle beer, for example, after drinking it, you have a beer bottle, which can be separated into a cap and the bottle.
Right.
Right. Now, the cap goes to small metals, which you have to take out on Fridays. The bottle goes to bottles and cans, which you take out on Mondays. Is that the same in Tokyo?
You know, that's a very good question, and I'm trying to envision my flyer right now. But to be honest, I can't remember. You know, as I mentioned, I try to follow all these rules, but sometimes I think I might perhaps throw some of those with the non-burnable,
okay.
Perhaps.
well, what about burnables and unburnables or non-burnables? Do you have that distinction in Tokyo?
In Tokyo, yes.
Yes, you do.
Sure. Yeah.
We don't in Yokohama. We don't have this distinction between moerumono and moenaimono. And this is something that is so confusing and misleading to me. You know, whenever I have to throw away some leftover bento, for example, right in front of the trash can or the whatever can. For throwing, you know, gomi. Where I teach is a university in Tokyo. And so they, of course, follow the Tokyo rules. And you have the moerumono here and moenaimono this way. And I wonder which to throw my leftover bento, you know? I mean, what do you think? I mean, if you have the leftover bento, what do you do?
Well, it's interesting. And, you know, I've seen in a lot of companies that I've gone to, you know, client sites, things like that, I noticed that they'll have many different types of waste baskets that'll be quite detailed, you know, not even just burnable, non-burnable, but it'll specifically say bento containers, or it'll give a little list of examples to help people along. You know, it's interesting, you know, even discussing the differences just between Tokyo and Yokohama, thinking about, say, my parents' place in Florida, they recycle some things, but basically all of the trash goes together. So I always feel this kind of guilty feeling that I'm mixing everything, you know, I'm violating the rules somehow. But I think it goes to show that both in the U.S. and Japan, there really isn't a national policy, is it?
Exactly,
it's very much city by city.
Very good point. Very good point. You know, that is a good sign. It shows that there's no consistent national policy, which I think is a big problem. So let's just raise a voice.
That's right.
さてですね、今回はこのゴミの選別、どういうふうに分けるのか。これがですね、基本的にはもちろんアメリカと日本ではルールが違うのですけれども、日本でも市によって、つまり住むところによってルールが違うということがよくわかりますよね。ちょっと横浜、私の住んでいる横浜と鈴田さんが住んでいる東京のルールをいろいろ比較してみましたけれども、横浜にはですね、燃えるもの燃えないものっていう、そういう区別はないんです。で、プラスチックは分けなくてはいけませんが、瓶と缶っていうのは瓶缶の日っていうのが、まあ、月曜日って、缶と瓶は月曜日となってるんですね。しかし缶はですね、缶で、他の小さな金属は小さな金属という区別で、これは金曜日ということになってるんですよね。もう本当ね。で、最後のスーザンさんのコメントのように、こういうふうに町によってまちまちだと。あ、出ちゃったね、みたいな。いやいや、まあ天然物でね、自然に今出たですね、ギャグなんですが、ルールが違うというのは、一貫した国の施策政策というものがないからだというふうに思うんですね。やはり国全体を見渡して、同程度の性能の処理場を整理していく。それによって、ほぼ同じ基準でゴミの選別処理をしていくということが、市民にとってですね、これはまあ根本的な公共サービスだと、まあいうふうに思うんですね。ということで、これを聞いている方の中にですね、政府関係者いないかもしれませんが、ぜひ我々は声を上げてですね、ちゃんとやれと。ゴミの処理ってのはもう本当に21世紀の最大の問題の一つだと思うわけですけれどもね。まあ願わくば民主党のですね、首脳部の皆さんがこのポッドキャストを聞いてくださるということを期待していますけれどもね。 Okay, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first one is to throw something or someone on the scrap heap. So to throw something on the scrap heap or to throw someone on the scrap heap. Now, scrap heap is basically a pile of trash. And this expression means to get rid of something or someone. And if you use it to get rid of someone, it has quite a negative image to it. So, for example, you could say, they decided to throw their temporary workers on the scrap heap as a way to cut costs.
なるほどね。まさしく、ここしばらくこの国で、あるいはまあ日本以外の国でも見られているような、そういう現象を表した例文かと思いますけれども、さあ、フレーズとしては、to throw something.あるいは someone on the scrap heap。 scrap っていうのはまあもうお分かりだと思うんですが、 heap っていうのは積み上げたものですよね。そこに何かあるいは誰かを投げ捨てるっていうことになりますから、まあ意味としては極めて否定的な意味であります。何かをですね、捨てるですから取り除くということで、今の例文のようにですね、 temporary workers ということですから、まあ日本語としては臨時職員、正社員でない労働者、そういう人たちを指しているわけですが、さあもう一度例文聞いてみましょう。
They decided to throw their temporary workers on the scrap heap as a way to cut costs.
ということで、経費を節約するという意味で、to cut cost、ね、これがほとんどいつも使われる理由ということになると思うんですね。All right, the second one.
Okay,、I've got two related phrases here. One is to trash someone or to trash something, and trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to trash someone is to say bad things about someone, to insult them. And、that's trash talk as well. You can also use to trash、for things. So if you are, let's say, a rock musician, you might trash a hotel room. You often hear about that kind of thing, destroy everything in it.、but trash talk、meaning insulting someone or saying rude things about them, this comes from sports or is found often in sports.You might have、basketball players、trying to make other players nervous、by, you know, telling them that they have terrible skills. And it's often in a funny way.、so, for example, you could say, that catcher was known for his trash talk, but most batters just laughed it off.
So...2番目のフレーズはですね、to trash。 まあこの場合にはあの例のゴミの trash を動詞に使ってるわけですね。 trash someone、 誰かを trash するというのはその人の、まあ、悪口言うと。でこれを trash talk という言い方をすると、 trash と talk をハイフンで結んでですね、 trash talk、 これはもうそのまんまひどいこと言う、悪口言って、その悪口がただ悪意に満ちているかどうかはわからないですね。それはあの友達同士あるいは兄弟なんかですと、本気で悪意を込めて言うんじゃなくて、からかい半分に言うこともありますよね。ですからトラッシュトークは、まあ悪口言うんですけれども、本当に悪意を込めて言うかどうかっていうこと、それはまああの、この意味の中に含まれてないね。からかい半分に言う場合でも使うと、まあ、いうことであります。さあ、これではもう一度例文いきましょう。
That catcher was known for his trash talk, but most batters just laughed it off.
ね、これなんかね、どちらかの今監督になってらっしゃる方なんかは、現役のキャッチャー時代、いろいろ立ってるバッターに囁いたっていうんですよね。おお、足震えてんじゃねえのかとかですね、バットが震えてるぞ、それで打てんのかとかですね、まあそういうふうにこのバッター、まあからかい半分ですね、悪いこと言って、しかしバッターの方もですね、相手にしないで笑って済ましてると、まあいう、そんな意味の例文ですね。All right, I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
え、1日24時間
それでいくと何日録音しっぱ
話でいいの？みたいなね。
うん、AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus.